Hello.
Hi, is John available?
Who is this?
John C.
Okay. Whom do you want to talk to?
John C.
John C, okay. Okay, can you please provide me the patient's date of birth?
The date of birth is 6-6-1960.
6-6-1960?
Yes.
Okay, how can I help you? This is Daisy speaking with my last name initial S as in Sam.
Hi, Daisy. There seems to be some confusion regarding this case for Leslie Hyde. The authorization is for Rituxan.
Okay. Can I
provide you with the case number?
Yeah, please provide me with the case number.
Okay. So there's three case numbers. So the case number is A-Apple 289-152-134.
So, just to repeat it once again, the case number is A as in Alpha 289-152-234, correct?
A-Apple 289-152-134.
Okay. So what is the, like, can you repeat what was the concern that you called for?
So the problem with this case, well, this case will be canceled because it was built incorrectly.
Okay, this case is going to be canceled?
Right, because it was built incorrectly.
Okay, no issue. Can you please provide me with your name and call reference?
My name is Joe, J-O.
And what will be the call reference for this conversation?
There's no call reference number, but the calls are recorded. The time is 10:42 a.m. So this case will be canceled because it was built incorrectly. So there's another case for the same number that was submitted. One moment, I'll retrieve that case.
Okay.
So the case number that was submitted as outpatient chemotherapy, that number is A-Apple 289-153-228.
Okay.
Now, this case number is for the same number, same drug. It's pending, and it was billed correctly as outpatient chemotherapy. So this case that ends in 228 will be reviewed and approved.
Okay, so it has been reviewed and approved, right?
No, it will be. There's so many different cases. There's three cases for one for the same member with the same drug. So I have to review three cases with you to let you know what's going on with each case.
Okay.
It's very confusing, I know. I'm not sure what happened here, but two of the cases were billed incorrectly. One case, the case that ends in 228, was billed correctly as outpatient chemotherapy, and it will be approved.
Okay. And
now there's an...
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this 2281 will be approved, right? It is not yet approved?
Yes. I will review the case that ends in 228 under outpatient chemotherapy and approve it.
Okay. And what about the third one?
The third case... That number is A-Apple 289-162213.
Yes.
Okay, now that particular case, let me go to that case. Hold on. This case was auto-approved.
Okay. This was auto-approved, right?
Right.
Okay.
However, it was approved under specialty pharmacy and not chemotherapy. So this case was built in error. It was built as specialty pharmacy and not as outpatient chemo.
Okay.
Okay. So this case will be, you could disregard this case because it was built incorrectly. And if we leave it as is, you may have a problem with claims because it was built under specialty pharmacy and not outpatient chemo.
Okay, no issue. Can you please provide me with the best callback number?
My callback number is 888-397-8129, extension 613-103.
What is the extension number? It is 613?
103.
103. Okay.
That's correct.
Okay, Joe. Thank you so much for updating us. That's all going to be from my end. Is there any other information you want to provide?
No, thank you. Would you like me to repeat anything?
No,
I know this is confusing. Okay.
Yeah, I understand. It's the three cases that we try to obtain it through portals. So two of them are going to be cancelled and one of them will be approved.
Correct. Well, the specialty case, I'm just going to leave that as is. I'm not going to cancel that case. I'm just going to leave it in the system. But I will send you a fax with the approval for the correct case that's built under as chemo.
Okay, no issue. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Daisy. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.